I can't actually say that I was shocked, but our key finding was that over 5 days in 10 newspapers across about 10 rounds, by rounds I mean police, business, that sort of thing, we found that over 50% was generated by public relations. Now, on some of those stories, there had been some work done by journalists, but often pretty much they were just straight PR.
Now, when you say straight PR, does that mean that verbatim or basically the angle was adopted holus bolus by the reporter?
It does vary within the study, but to some, we certainly have plenty of cases where it's holus bolus PR. In fact, we have cases where press releases come out, for example, from the police department, and actually will have a byline on it. In other cases, you might get a quote with someone else right at the end of a story, but the rest of it is pretty much PR. Now, in other cases, it's more of a completely promotional tone. Now, in not every case can you even find a media release. So, in fact, because a lot of PR operates not through media releases. So if a story had a straight promotional tone without any questioning or sign of questioning from a journalist, we did code that public relations or promotions driven.
And can I ask you, Sasha Pavey, that how much of it do you think you put down to lazy journalism and how much of it you put down to access to information?
Lazy journalism. Look, I think the example that Wendy was giving before about, you know, popping your byline on something that clearly you didn't, you know, write or research, I would classify that as lazy. That's lazy journalism in my book. But look, no one's denying that journalists do rely on public relations. It's just the extent to which they rely on it and how many of them or how often they look behind the story and do their own background research. And we found through this study that the PR industry has evolved. And, you know, these are professionals who often worked as journalists at some point. They're very savvy. They're on top of the news agenda. And we've spoken to many journalists who have corroborated, you know, this testimony from PR people that their role is now encroaching on journalism's territory. You know, they're finding the background. They're no longer simply the go-between between source and journalist. They often are the source of information. They provide the quotes. They provide, the bones of a story.
So what do you think is the solution? If it is inherently wrong for that to happen, if you accept that, what is the solution? How can things be made better?
That's a difficult question because it relies on a lot of external factors and also in-house pressures. You know, journalists are under increasing pressure to do more with less. So obviously we acknowledge that that is a factor in this. But I think, you know, one thing that that we put to the editors that consented to be interviewed was the idea of perhaps some kind of code of ethics for journalists because of the day-to-day pressures in the newsroom. You know, although there are guidelines available, often, you know, a sense of complacency can take over. And it really should just, you know, the editors should be the ones reminding people of what good journalism is.
Now, there were 40 or so of you involved in the project. Presumably that's 40 or so that are now entering the industry or preparing to enter the industry who are awake to this. What happens between the time that they're educated now and getting involved in a job and getting a few years down the track?
Well, hopefully this study won't preclude anyone involved from getting a job in the mainstream media. But look, I think definitely the young people involved in this study were quite surprised. I think many journalists and members of the media won't be shocked at these results. And in fact, it's been suggested by people who have commented on the articles on Crikey that the results they think are quite conservative. They thought it would be more. And Chris Mitchell, the editor-in-chief of The Australian, even went so far as to say that, you know, he thought news would be 100% PR driven. But
can I just ask you there, though, and maybe it's one for Wendy, I'm not sure, but if the idea comes through the press release from the public relations practitioner, but at the very end the product is rather different in terms of the angle, do you still count that as being public relations driven?
No, I wouldn't. And I think, in fact, that is the difference. I think it's quite clear that journalists are going to rely, amongst other sources, on a press release. But what I wouldn't expect is that without even attempting to talk to the source, they're just prepared to write in that so-and-so said. And in fact, what you find is that press releases go out for New South Wales, which say one person said something in a company, and then another state, they'll just pop in a different name. And I would expect that journalists would try to interview the sources, but then they would interview more than one source, and by then it actually does become their story. It's not that there's anything wrong with press releases, just that it does have to be the journalist's story.
Now, as a journalism educator of a long time now, are you feeling that you might have failed in that some of your graduates are the ones who are doing this?
I wouldn't say that we've failed, but maybe as educators, although I think there are questions, it's a very good question, and I think perhaps we've failed. You know, I count myself as a journalist as well as an educator, and I think perhaps our generation of journalists, I mean, we've turned out, many of my generation have turned out very fine journalism and continue to do so, but unless we can find a solution for the commercial part of the media at the moment that is under incredible pressure, business model under pressure, technology's changing, unless we can find a way to sort of draw the line professionally. At the moment, we've got in the newspapers things that are in fact advertorial, simply being labelled as a special report, and somehow the reader's meant to know it's advertising. I mean, we've really slipped too far, and I think it's really a collective responsibility.
And Sacha Pahavy, can I ask you whether you were surprised by some of the hostility that you got from the editors when you put some of your findings to them?
No, I can't say that I was surprised. I was expecting negative results, to be honest. I didn't think any of them would be, happy with the results of their paper. And to be honest, I mean, there wasn't much difference between the best and the worst. I mean, nobody deserves a gold star, and this is the Sydney Morning Herald. They came out on top, but with a 42% of public relations driven content.
And they barely would talk to you as well about it.
Well, yeah, unfortunately, we didn't get to interview Peter Frey. It would have been really good to engage him on this.
But was there a deal of sensitivity?
I think that there is a lot of sensitivity, and I think that that's because every journalist knows and editors know that we don't want it to be like this. I mean, the whole basis for journalism and the whole basis for our claim, for example, to confidential sources, access to information, is that we are supposed to be independent, not compliant. So it's an incredibly sensitive issue, and nobody wants to say they're the one who published the press release.